This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Joe Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law on Monday afternoon in Washington, D.C., representing an historic achievement at a time of deeply fractured politics. The bipartisan signing ceremony happening on the White House lawn in Washington, but the compromises needed to bridge the political divide suggest that the spending might not be as transformative as President Biden has promised for the U.S. economy. Historians, economists, and engineers interviewed by the Associated Press welcome the president's efforts, but they stress that the $1 trillion is not nearly enough to overcome the government's failure for decades to maintain and upgrade the country's roads, bridges, ports, pipes, and other infrastructure. Monday's virtual meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping is their first face-to-face president-to-president encounter since Biden took office. The two spoke by phone earlier this year. As these two different men face off virtually, they are expected to discuss several weighty topics, including cybersecurity, trade, nuclear nonproliferation, and the status of Taiwan. The White House has downplayed the historic encounter, calling it a meeting instead of a summit. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman will host her counterparts from Japan and South Korea for talks in Washington on Wednesday. That's according to State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Monday. Price said Sherman will also meet individually with officials from the two countries this week. He added the State Department would later provide further details on the meetings. This is VOA News.